At home with WEXT with Chris Angelis. Her new album is called That Siren Hope. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and hear some songs from it coming up in a little bit. I just want to say hi, Chris, and welcome aboard, as it were.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So the way we do these at-home sessions, Chris is in her home. I'm here in mine in my closet. Nerdy Games and Cupcakes.
Yeah.
I'm starting there because I was reading through some stuff and I'm like, all right, I gotta ask about the nerdy game. What are your nerdy games?
Oh gosh, I mean, I love playing Running Charades, which is just like it's charades but with teams and there's running involved, and it's like a highly competitive, fast paced running charade. So that's like nerdy already. And then
actual running?
Oh, yeah, because teams and you have to get through a list of 10 items. There's one neutral person in like a neutral area, and then there's teams spread out all over the yard or house or whatever. You go and you act out the thing, and then whoever gets it has to run to the person to get the next clue. And whichever team gets through the list first wins that round.
That actually sounds tiring.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
That's awesome. And then, you know, I mean, we don't have to actually even talk about cupcakes because, you know, if people don't understand that.
Yeah,
then
I don't even know how to talk to those people. You don't understand why cupcakes are amazing. But then, you know, I also like the Settlers of Catan and like Pandemic, which is a board game, by the way, which right when this first all started, the whole shutdown happened, I ended up north in Carmel at my parents' house who were not there because I was on tour and it all shut down. Everything got canceled. So I just was already up there and I was like, well, I guess I'm staying here. And so I'm in this house by myself and I happen to have that game, which is a board game, Pandemic. I actually played all of the parts because it's a cooperative game, so you're not playing against anybody, you're actually just all trying to beat the disease. I played all the parts by myself while drinking a Corona. I think that was the ultimate quarantine activity.
And apparently you survived the game, so we probably should be coming to you for advice on how to survive this pandemic.
Oh, I won,
huh?
And I eradicated it, which if you aren't a nerd and you've played that game, you know that that's like a really hard thing to do. You don't have to do that to win, but I did that.
Wow. That's great. That's great. Chris, tell me about how you first started singing. How did you first get singing?
Oh, wow. I mean, there are definitely home videos of me, quote unquote, singing as a toddler, and it sounded like this, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. It's very silly. I would stand up on this, like the stairs, perform very seriously for everyone. So just started singing like that, and mainly because my family is not musical in like a way where they were playing a bunch of instruments or had been in the music industry in any way, but they loved music. I grew up with my grandparents' albums of, you know, opera singers and classical music, listening to, you know, Strauss waltzes and all kinds of Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals on video, and that's what I grew up with. And then my parents' records and listening to those. So yeah, I just had that, and I had a built-in little twin sister partner to harmonize with, so we learned how to do that. And yeah,
so right out of the gate as a young toddler you were already on stage.
Yeah, we wrote our first song together, my sister and I, when we were 3.
You don't still have that, do you?
Oh, I do. I totally know what it is.
And your twin sister, now your twin sister's an actress. You've done some acting as well, but that's what she does for her living, right?
So. Yes, we both grew up getting a lot of acting training, theater training. I did a lot of theater performance and then moved to LA to become a film actress and did a lot of that. But then sort of we branched out. I was a lot more focused on music. She's a lot more focused on film.
Aside from the song at 3 that you and your sister wrote, when did you actually start writing songs?
Actually, a little bit later, when I was in college, is when I started doing that. And I was very much inspired by Brandi Carlile. I went and saw her perform and was just like, oh, wow, this is a person who really feels like coming from the same kind of place that I wanted to write from. Because it was coming out of this time of music where I had really only been exposed to a lot of pop. I love pop music, do not get me wrong. I was not feeling like I wanted to be a Britney Spears or something. That's not what spoke to me. But then I saw Brandi Carlile and I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that's what I want to do. And I went home that night and started writing.
Now, you've also befriended some members of her band. Didn't one of the Hanseroth guys help produce one of your records?
Yeah. They've been really good. I became friends with them for a good long time, and it was definitely like, you know, going to school. I have worked closely with Tim. He helped record a couple of my first EPs and did a little bit of help with writing on some of those things, and he's been really, really great.
Now, we're going to talk with Chris Angelus about this new album she has called That Siren Hope. But first, you sent over a few songs for us to use, songs that you played for us in your home. Heartbreak is Contagious. This was the title track of an EP you put out in 2017, right?
Yes.
What would you say about this song?
Well, I mean, it seems interestingly apropos, as many songs do, right? Kind of what you wrote them about to begin with, as time goes on, they can get a new meaning and they become more appropriate for whatever's going on now. But yeah, what I would say about that is that I was feeling this experience of wanting someone and they had just had their heart broken, so they weren't open to it. And then that made my heart break. And then whoever wanted to be with me next was sad because I wasn't open. So it's just, you know, the idea that when your heart is broken, it's not working properly, you can't really love yourself or others, and so you're not open to love, and then that leads to more heartbreak. And while that sounds like this really dark, sad way of looking at things, I think the song itself is kind of a cathartic, uplifting thing because it creates a message of love anyway, that it's not you. It's just the heartbreak. It's not because you're unlovable.
Tripping over words never was my style. The way you made me feel, I couldn't help but smile. Yeah, you really got me so fast, so fast. Syncopated, so syncopated, like that, just like that, it dissipated. Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not hurt. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Time we can talk it out. We've run out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages keep on going round and round. How long do we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Swear there was a time when you belonged to me. I'm a two-way heart on a one-way street. Yeah, you really got me so fast, syncopated, so syncopated, like that, just like that, it dissipated. Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not hurt. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. It's not that we can talk it out. We've run out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Ooh, na 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 na. Ooh, na 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 na. And if you try to go back, we couldn't change it. No, we couldn't change it. I know that. Hey, help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not hurt. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. So let me talk it out. We've run out. of pages, keep on going round and round. How long do we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious.
This is Chris Angeles. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.
Do you know where we're going? I've been sailing for days, tossing boulders in that rowdy sea, longing for your gaze. Like a minefield full of fireflies, drawing me in when I should flee. Are you ever truly satisfied? Would you really want to be? I thought that shine was a lighthouse, but it was just that siren hole. Sang me to sleep, oh yeah, she taught me to dream. Turns out her song was just a joke. To the ground and found our crowns in the dark. Yeah, we hid in plain view. We told secrets everyone could hear. You're the siren and the muse. If you come closer, see your hands are knobbed from centuries of spinning. Came to the cliffs all in ecstasy and left with salt upon my face. I thought that shine was a lighthouse, but it was just that siren hole. Sang me to sleep, oh yeah, she taught me to dream. Turns out her song. Who wants to be the answer? A weary sailor who cannot read the stars. You keep singing and I'll be the dancer.
We're at home with WEXT with Chris Angeles, and that is the title track to her new album called That Siren Hope. So I want to ask you about the title and how the song came about as well.
Okay, well, I had been going through a bit of a hard time and feeling like, now I don't want it to seem like I go around just, you know, in despair all the time, but, you know, songs are, you know, expressions of an emotion. They're just like a large expression of an emotion or a point in time, right? It came from a feeling that having hope was dangerous because it fools you. Like, oh, I thought that this was going to work out, and now it way didn't, and now I'm super sad. But also, even within that song, because I do actually in my life have some level of hope, even in my darkest moments, I think, because, you know, the siren comes from Greek mythology. They're these beautiful, like, mermaid creatures that would sing to sailors about love and philosophy and beautiful things that they wanted to hear, and it would lure them in, and then they would crash on the rocks, and these sirens just thought it was hilarious, I guess. And so I kind of personified hope as a siren that was doing that and leading you towards the wrong thing. Even though, of course, we know that all of the things that we go through in our lives are meant to teach us something, and you can get benefit from going through something really hard. So that's where the song came from. There's a part in the bridge where it comes around to, you know what, I see you, you siren. I know you're trying to trick me or whatever, but you know what? I'm so here for love that I'm just going to keep dancing to your song, because I'm not going to let you thwart me.
It seems like, well, you know, you certainly want to, you know, put that out there that, you know, you're not always in this darker space. Isn't it easier to maybe write these songs
Yeah, I think sometimes it does feel like that. I was listening to a Malcolm Gladwell podcast, the Revisionist History, about the line of between people who like sad songs and people who don't. And I think there are just certain people that are just like into sad songs, and I'm totally one of them, and I write them too. So,
but is that that space, is that sort of help inspire songs more easily than being happy, perhaps?
I think it does, unfortunately. I mean, not maybe unfortunately, because sad songs are great. Yeah, for some reason, I think it is easier. There's more fodder for songs there, or at least for songs that don't come across necessarily as just sickly sweet, like, fluffiness, which I am not opposed to happy songs. I don't think that happy songs are trite. I think that they have a very important place in our lives, and they're great, but I think they can be slightly harder to pull off in a way that's not cheesy.
And even some of your saddest songs seem to have quite the buoyant feeling to them.
I know, and I've always thought that was kind of interesting. Like, the Heartbreak is Contagious, for example, if you listen to the lyrics, it's not a happy song, but people are like, I love that song. It makes me feel so good. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's the point, though. I think that that's on purpose to an extent, that when I wrote that, as I said, I was trying to make it have the meaning of like, well, this sucks and I'm okay with it sucking because it's going to be okay. That buoyancy of the song production and the sound of it, I think, goes along with that. It's like, you don't have to be in, you know, listening to dirges and when you're sad for it to really resonate with you. Like, if you just know that someone else is going through the same feeling as you, even if it's in a lighthearted way of discussing it, it's really helpful and healing, I think.
We're at home with WEXT with Chris Angelus, and Chris's record is called That Siren Hope. I understand you worked with Garrison Starr to write some of these?
I did indeed. She's great. I love working with her.
How'd that come about?
Well, my producer, Billy Leffler, who I did my previous EP Pieces That Were Stolen and this one with, had worked with her before. Actually, during when we were working on Pieces That Were Stolen, we wanted to have one more song, and he wasn't sure that any of the ones that I had already really were a fit, and he was like, you know what, you should work with my friend Garrison, like, just see what happens. And it was awesome. I came in with sort of a concept that I had been struggling with, and she just took it and just started playing guitar and singing, and it was like I had gotten to take a big lungful of air after being underwater for a long time. It's just that kind of feeling of, wow, of ease and freshness and like, oh, yes, that's exactly what I wanted this to sound like. And we've written four songs now together, three of the ones on this new album, That's Iron Hope. And all of them sort of had that same sort of feeling. It's just really easy to come in and just talk to her. This is what happens, you know, in songwriting sessions, you get to know each other really well. You meet someone and you're suddenly just talking about your deepest, darkest, like, emotions.
At home with WEXT with Chris Angelus, the new album, That Siren Hope. Chris, where do folks find you best? You got a website, yeah, but are you like all over a particular social media?
So yeah, website chrisangelus.com. And that has all of my different socials. But the one that I am most active on is Instagram. And then I also have a Patreon, which is cool.
Yeah, and folks can find out how to be a part of that on your
Indeed.
Website, right?
Yes. And actually, I'm on Periscope a lot. I know that a lot of people maybe don't know that that's still a thing, but it's the Twitter live streaming app. And I'm on there almost every single day playing music and interacting with people. So come on in if you want to chat.
And I did want to ask you about the artwork for this record.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Were you really underwater?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I was in a pool for 6 hours, which was more painful on my eyes than I imagined that it would be. My wonderful friend Lee Holbrook got a bunch of equipment together and shot underwater. So I was just jumping into this pool over and over, falling down, and a lot of kind of weird things that you wouldn't necessarily think of, because, you know, you see these pictures of underwater people and they look so peaceful and like just floaty, and it's actually so hard to get right. Oh, if you don't want bubbles completely covering your face, you can't blow out of your nose. And so the water just goes into your sinuses. Oh. So I just over and over just had to go underwater, let my sinuses fill up with water, and then like come out and let them drain. It was rough, man. But it's beautiful. I think that that just sort of totally full circle goes with the whole concept of the album too, that everything, anything in life that's really truly worth having is probably going to come with a little bit of pain, but if you get through it, then you get to the good stuff.
Chris Angelis, That Siren Hope, the name of the album. And this last song you'll play for us is Ghost, I'm Alive and Breathing.
Yeah, well, that is one of those that... The chorus is 100% happy. It is like a very good, strong. I wanted there to be something that was coming out of a place of this, like I was saying, despair, like coming out of the That Siren Hope or the If I Can't Have What I Want, I Don't Want Anything at All songs, to be like, hey, I know that this has been a painful thing for me. It's basically about someone kind of ghosting you. But hey, why would I even want to mess with a ghost? Because I'm alive. I'm still breathing. My heart's still beating. And so I'm not going to let myself be, like, carried off into this ghost world. So that's what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be like, yeah, you know what? Things suck, but hey, I'm still here. And I can still move forward. You're just over there in purgatory or whatever, and I'm going to stay strong.
Old wheels start creaking in the back of my mind. Shaky confessions online. LA traffic never looks so good. Maybe I misunderstood. You took my hand, I couldn't look you in the eye. Just trying to see you through the smoke. And I believe could be real this time. Almost forgot you're a ghost, but I'm alive and breathing. My heart's still beating. I don't wanna be dreaming. Yeah, I'm alive and breathing. Last time I saw you, your hands so cool on my skin. Then it was waxing, but now it wanes. Did that really happen? This road's so dark, it's got me hoping for thieves. Singing my way up the coast. I'm a thought, I'm a lark, fill the space in between. Feels like I'm just a ghost, but I'm alive and breathing. My heart's still beating. I don't wanna be dreaming. Yeah, I'm alive and breathing. Oh, 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 oh. Unfinished business, none. My heart.
This is Chris Angelis. You've left regular radio behind. This is Exit 977 and 1061, WEXTRadio.org.